It's opening night for actor and director Eugene Wolf, but this venue is a bit different from the stage he's usually on.
This piece for me is about, indeed, the trip to Russia.
Wolf addresses a crowd gathered at the William King Museum's opening of Artist by Trade, an exhibit featuring the independent creative work of barter theater employees.
The music of old Russia and the music of old America is so much alike you can't believe it.
Wolf's piece shares video footage of his journey to Russia, where he played gospel and spiritual music on the Volga River. The installation includes a 1950s TV, Russian icons of Jesus and Mary, and photos of his grandparents. The longtime actor says he wanted to explore how music can change perceptions and bring people together.
I've been in theater, so I've created scenes, as it were, and helped write plays, but never have I taken my impulse and watched it come to fruition.
Artist by Trade also shines a light on the creativity of those behind the stage, the carpenters, scenic designers, prop masters, wardrobe assistants, and sound engineers integral to any theatrical production.
My name is Marcia Willard, and I'm the wig master at the Barter.
Willard has three pieces in the show, including a long blonde wig she sculpted into furry, pointed antlers, and a cascading three-tiered headdress that takes the shape of an elegant fountain.
For some reason, I was just really drawn to water and kind of the flowing aspects that hair has as well and how that relates to water.
For some of these artists, including Willard, it's the first time their independent work has been publicly displayed.
I'm proud to see my work, and it's been really nice to have people see it as well. And I've gotten a lot of compliments on it, which, you know, it's just nice to hear.
They were completely free to do whatever they wanted to do.
Layla Cartier is the William King Museum's curator.
And some of them brought in things that they've never shown before. Some of them took on projects that they've never tried before. So it's extremely brave, I think, for all of these individuals to have participated in this show.
Cartier says the name of the exhibit, Artist by Trade, is a nod to the long and rich history of the barter. When actor Robert Porterfield founded the theater in 1933, he started Hams for Hamlet, a policy that let patrons pay for admission with livestock or produce.
Artist by trade, you know, that's they're a creative person instinctually, and by trade, you know, barter trade. The whole idea behind the theater was that during the Depression, people would bring food or whatever they could so they could go see a play and feed the actors. So by trade, they are supporting themselves by working, you know, in their creative industry.
It's acrylic on wood panel. It's 4 foot by 4 foot wide, or 4 foot tall by 4 foot wide. Significantly heavy in the way it's constructed. I knew they were an extremely talented bunch of people. I didn't know how wide-ranging their talents were.
Scenic designer and professional painter Derek Smith, who also has a piece in the show, says it's inspiring to learn about these hidden talents of his co-workers.
Seeing these installation pieces by barter actors, the house blessing, the intricate calligraphy, the sound and video piece that, you know, I think could belong in any museum anywhere in the world right now. You know, I was just blown away by how talented they actually are. I knew they were talented, but just the level of talent just blows me away.
The William King exhibit also includes wearable art fashioned from recycled materials, loom beadwork depicting scenes from nature, and two participatory installations that engage the public through music, animation, props, and stage directions. Catherine Comp, WCVE News, Abingdon.